Gilgo Beach murders. The investigation continues. A significant search operation underway now in a wooded area off the Long Island Expressway in Marionville as part of the ongoing investigation into the notorious Gilgo Beach murders. According to law enforcement sources, search began early last week and continued for several days involving multiple police agencies. Suffolk County Police, New York Police Department, New York State Police all collaborating in this extensive search with assistance from the NYPD Emergency Service Unit Canines. These efforts focus on the area near Exit 70, a region previously linked to parts of the complex case. Quote, the Suffolk County Police Department, the New York Police Department, and the New York State Police Department are working with the District Attorney's Office on the ongoing investigation, stated the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office. We do not comment on investigative steps while they are underway. We'll make further statements when appropriate. The renowned search, of course, comes after Rex Huerman was charged with the murders of four women whose bodies were discovered near Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. The women known as the Gilgo Four include Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, and Amber Costello. Despite Huerman's not guilty plea, the investigation is still seeking to determine if he can be connected to additional victims found in the area. Marionville has surfaced in discussions about the Gilgo Beach murders before. Notably, it was the site where the remains of Jessica Taylor, a 20-year-old sex worker, were discovered in March of 2011, several miles from where the Gilgo Four were found. Taylor's other remains have not been found in the same area, that had been found, rather, in the same area in July of 2003. Similarly, the remains of Valerie Mack, a 24-year-old escort, were located about a mile and a half east of Taylor's remains in April of 2011, and partial remains also discovered in Marionville back in September of 2000. Authorities have hinted at possible connections between the remains of Taylor and Mack, though no charges have been filed in relation to their deaths yet. The current search may be an effort to find further evidence that could link the cases to uncover new clues. The chilling series of unsolved crimes. It's good they got the dogs in there, because at this point, it can't be easy to, you know, come across bodies or much evidence. I mean, think of all of the storms and weather and everything that has come through over the last, you know, decade and a half, or two decades, really. That's going to be all, you know, washed away, gone. I mean, we've had hurricanes, we've had horrible shit that's, you know, washed through all those areas. So I think that's why they probably chose those areas too, to put the bodies, knowing that Mother Nature at some point in time is going to take away the evidence.
Yeah, it almost seems very strategic where these bodies were put. Like Mother Nature could have intervened somehow so that they weren't found right away.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that seems like somebody fairly smart might have done this.
Yeah. Someone who knew what they were doing and had an idea of how to get rid of the evidence, and then maybe, not investigate much at all. Like, I don't know, Chief Burke, but he's not been connected with these murders yet. But I don't know. He was running in the same circles as Rex Huerman. You got to wonder a little bit about how Rex got away with it for as long as he did, why there was no investigative work going on, and was this kind of a ring of people that, you know, they kind of had their way of disposing of things so nobody would be the wiser or look into it much further. And then, of course, you know what happened to Burke, getting busted with all of his weird shit. So I don't know. I think that there's a possibility there. I don't think that that chapter is done quite yet.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing is really creepy. Let's ignore the fact that there was hair on the bodies that came from his wife. Let's just ignore that fact. He strikes me as a very creepy individual, the things that they found in his home.
Mm-hmm.
And he's that tight with the police. Something about that just doesn't feel right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, why are you such a creep and you're hanging out with law enforcement? Who's the creep here?
Yeah. I think there's more to all of this. And there's plenty of people who don't want those connections made. Yeah. And makes me wonder about his wife, Asa, as well. Why is she not? I don't know. I mean, they, you know, she's innocent, but I mean, to be with that man for that many years and be completely clueless to all of this stuff, maybe not the murders, but certainly I don't know how you'd be clueless on his sex life, the way that they lived. I just don't buy that she doesn't know anything. I don't. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but that's my opinion. And so I do wonder if she has more stories that she could tell about people who don't want attention being brought to them because it would destroy their lives. And maybe that's why they're not pushing on her all that hard. That's, I don't know. That's just an observation. That's kind of my, I don't know. That's my gut feeling on this.
That's very possible. She may know too much.
Yeah.
You know, they've really left her alone. And that surprises me a great deal.
Yeah, they have. I mean, I would imagine by now she's been had an interview, but for the longest time, you know, up until, I don't know, the last time we were really kind of talking about this several months ago, it was no questions. Like, who wouldn't go and question her?
Yeah.
But her,
you know, she was living in the house with all that stuff. She had to have known it was there.
But nobody's going to go question. They're just like, well, she said she was out of town. And what about when she's in town? There's too much convenient non-investigating of certain people in this case that would likely know more information, but they're not being touched. And I want to know why.
Yeah.
There's too much. And there's probably still people in power that don't want that to happen. So, you know, you pull strings certain ways and things work for you for so long. And then eventually changing of the guard comes around and shit catches up to you. You know, one can only hope that that will happen at some point soon. Or honestly, best case scenario, I hope she's completely ignorant of the whole thing, didn't know a goddamn thing, and can just move on with her life. I hope that is reality. I really do. But my gut doesn't tell me so.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.